Well, this is a strange way of beginning to reveal myself, but I want to read you a poem about my mother. Who writes me many letters, and in her way, she's a wonderful writer. She has one great virtue, which is she never had any education. And she has a peculiar style, because her letters, even when they're very long, are always one sentence long, though they may treat the many, many different subjects. And she has also a curious habit of putting a comma, nervous comma, after every two or three words, regardless of their place in the sentence. She has a tremendous number of commas after the word the, for example. A little like that Filipino poet, Villa. Remember, he used to do that after every word. That was very mechanical. My mother's going to be more original than that. And in fact, this is a letter from her, my version of a letter from her, and I think probably the best lines in it are lifted directly from her letters. It begins with her writing from Trenton, which is a lie. But for some reason or other, this poem was written in rhymed syllabic couplets, which is of no importance whatsoever, except that I couldn't find a rhyme for Philadelphia, which is where she was writing from. Well, I found a few rhymes, but they led to other trains of thought, and I abandoned them. But here, this poem is called My Mother. I suppose that most of you, or many of you, have not had the experience of a Jewish mother, but it doesn't matter. I think they're very much like other mothers. Perhaps, well, my mother. My mother writes from Trenton, a comedian to the bone, but underneath serious and all heart. Honey, she says, be a mensch and marry too. It's no good to worry, you're doing the best you can. Your dad and everyone thinks you turned out very well. As long as you pay your bills, nobody can say a word. You can tell them to drop dead, so save a dollar, it can't hurt. I know it doesn't sound like rhymed syllabic couplets, but it is. Nobody can say a word. You can tell them to drop dead, so save a dollar, it can't hurt. Remember Frankie went to high school with? He still lives with his wife's mother. His wife works while he writes his books, and did he ever sell a one? The four kids run around naked. 36, and he's never had, you'll forget the expression, even a pot to piss in or a window to throw it. Such a smart boy, he couldn't read the footprints on the wall. Honey, you think you know all the answers. You don't. Believe me. Please try to put some money away. It wouldn't hurt. Artist, schmartist, life's too short for that kind of forgive me horseshit. But I know what you want better than you. All that counts is to make a good living and the best of everything. As Sholem Aleichem said, he was a great writer. Did you ever read his books, dear? You should make what he makes a year. Anyway, he says someplace, poverty is no disgrace, but it's no honor either. Exactly what I say. Love, mother. Every once in a while I have a dream in which I realize I've stolen that poem from Shelley Berman.